USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Wintry weather continues to snarl holiday travel on a path that began Monday night in the Rockies and continues through Wednesday. Weather Service forecaster Jim Hayes.
We'll see winds gusting up to 35 to 45 miles per hour that could produce near blizzard conditions anywhere from Nebraska up through southern Minnesota into Wisconsin and the upper peninsula of Michigan. So in addition to the heavy snowfall, strong winds will cause near whiteout conditions.
Denver was hit hard. KCNC's Rick Salinger.
It is a mess here and only getting worse. Major interstate highways have been shut down from Denver to the Kansas and Nebraska borders. To the west, a rock slide in the mountains has halted traffic, and add to that a fatal accident. Flying out of here, forget it. Hundreds of flights have been canceled.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
According to European authorities, the Islamic State has been dealt a huge blow when it comes to Internet presence. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
ISIS is literally offline, at least for now. That's according to European law enforcement after an operation to purge the Internet of terrorist propaganda. Europol says it flagged more than 26,000 videos, social media accounts, and other communication channels for online service providers to delete. Authorities are now going to keep an eye on the net to see how long it takes ISIS to regain a presence. Tech companies like Google, Twitter, and Telegram cooperated with that initiative. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 55 points, the S&P 500 up 7, and the NASDAQ Composite up 15, all three at new record highs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A new phase in the impeachment probe begins next week. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The House Judiciary Committee will hold its first hearings next week on the impeachment of President Donald Trump, the next phase in the process that could result in the third ever presidential impeachment before the end of the year. As far as if Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be testifying before anyone, he says,
When the time is right, all good things happen.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Officials with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade are really concerned that the predicted high winds will cancel out the giant balloons on Thursday. Don Clemens reports.
The 93rd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York will proceed as planned, but the winds must be below 23 miles an hour for the balloons to be part of the parade. Jake Soja is with AccuWeather.
Certainly looking like a very windy morning. To start the day, we're expecting wind gusts to still be in the 40 to perhaps 50 mile per hour range. Certainly above that criteria, it's more likely that there might be less time where the winds are gusting below 34 miles per hour as opposed to above it. So the forecast is not looking great as it pertains to that criteria.
There is also concerns that the strong winds between the buildings that are funneled will be a problem, and the high winds over the bridges where there is no obstruction could also be an issue. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.